Good evening, and thank you for joining us this evening. Guess what we're going to be praying about? Healing. You say, why? I ain't sick. Well, you still need healing. All of us need healing. The healing of God is so precious that when you are healed, it rubs off on everybody around you. Nobody want to a sick pastor. You don't even want a sick husband. Can you imagine if the mother in the house, if mama gets sick, everybody is sick, literally. You've heard of this COVID-19 mess. One person catch it and then a bunch of people catch it. We need healing miracles. In times like these, they say they haven't figured out the cure. Maybe they're lying. Maybe they're telling the truth. I don't know. But one thing I do know, God is a healer. God is in the business of healing his people. In fact, his name is Jehovah Rapha. You know what that means? I am the Lord that healeth thee. I was coming to church this morning, and a white gentleman just ran to me in the parking lot. He said, sir, my truck broke down in front of your church, and I'm working on it. But would you mind if I say something? And I want to get in the place. I said, no, I do mind. But you know, I don't know if he could take a joke or something. So I said, okay, yes, sir. He said, you know, thank you. Thank you for praying for my mama. I don't know his mama. He said, we were in the hospital. And you pray, you quote a scripture concerning healing. And mama believed it. And my mama got healed. He said, we will never forget. I said, wait, thank the big guy upstairs. I say, I'm just a little country preacher here, just obeying God. Let me encourage you today. Let's believe God for healing in our body. I don't know what you're dealing with, but I believe God can heal you. And don't think you're alone. I have medical challenges. See, my life is an open book. See, I was diagnosed as a borderline diabetes. Can you believe it? I said, huh? The devil is a lie. But guess what I have to do? I have to believe God for my healing. Yes, he told me stop eating Popeye chicken. They told me you got to exercise, boo. And all that is good. I never discount God using doctors. And I don't discount God's use of medication. Thank God for it. In fact, I have two of my children in that field. I respect the medical system, the hospital system. But there is something bigger than all of that. And that's the healing power of God. All I'm encouraging you to do today, learn to put God's super on all your natural effort. Yes, exercise. Yes, eat, change your diet for the better, whatever. All of that is good. I'm learning to do the same thing. But let's not forget about the healing power of God. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you. Thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha. Thank you that you're God that healeth us. Father, in the name that is above every name, I pray for your healing miracle in the life of everyone under the sound of my voice. I see people come to church Sunday after Sunday with their purse loaded with medication. I see people, they can't even control their bladders. They've got to run to the restroom. They sweat needlessly. Just one crisis after the other. People checking in out of the hospital. All kinds of mess. We are all Adamic creatures. Each day our flesh is withering away. Father, I pray for divine intervention in our body right now. I pray for that brother, that sister in the hospital right now. I pray, oh God, that God will touch your body in the name of Jesus Christ. Abraham prayed for Abimelech, and he was healed of all of his disease. Today I speak to you as an oracle of God. I pray every virus, every germ in your body, in my body, that will cause us to miss the blessing of God, of long life and happiness, I pray that God will remove that mess from our body. Lord, I pray today, if we had sin, if our sin had caused us to be sick, if it's just natural wear and tear, we're getting older, or the body just decaying, whatever it is, Father, I pray that you will renew us. Whatever is missing, you are the manufacturer of our body. You got more kidneys in your story. You got more pancreas in your story. You got more new hearts. Whatever it is, you got more veins. Whatever is missing, Father, I pray that you will make it right. I decree and declare right now, your body is going through healing. Your body is being healed. My body is being healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, Isaiah chapter 53, verse number 5. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripe, we are healed. Receive that healing right now. Let the healing power of God saturate your whole body. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, I decree and declare you be healed in Jesus' name. Your children are healed. Yes, I said it. Your grandchildren are healed in the name of Jesus. Your marriage is healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Your joblessness is over. Be healed of unemployment in the name of Jesus Christ. Whether it's physical healing, whether God needs to heal your pocketbook, today I decree as a servant of God, whatever is holding back your health, I cast it out of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for a new beginning, a time of refreshing in your health, a time of refreshing in your finance, a time of refreshing in your emotion. I come against any feeling of self-doubt, any feeling of low self-esteem, any feeling of depression. I cast it out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that God will touch you and me. I pray that God will renew the right spirit within us. I pray that God will forgive us. I pray that God will cause us to live better and live right and eat better and look better. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your life, over my life. God wants us to be free. David said, a dead person cannot praise you. I'm sitting with my own sister here. We talk about her singing in the choir. She loved to dance and smile and just have a good time. We cannot do those things when we are sick. Father, I decree a time of refreshing in the life of every choir members. Every choir members, whatever church you sing for, I pray, oh God, that God will cause your body to be healed. You can praise God being sick. I cannot preach the gospel being sick. I was so sick one time, I could barely climb the stairs to get in the pulpit. I said, what is this? The Holy Spirit told me the devil is trying to knock you out. I had to claim my healing. I decree and declare healing virtue in your body right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Whether you're a janitor in the church, whether you sing in the church, whether you're an usher, whether you're a greeter, whether you're working the parking lot, whether you're working the media ministry, whether you're working in the sound, whether you're a countryman, whatever you do for the Lord, I pray that the blessing of the Lord will come upon your life. That blessing includes the healing virtue of Almighty God. I pray your whole house be healed. Not only is it important for you to be healed, if somebody is sick in your body, it will affect what you do for the Lord. How can I preach if my children are sick? How can I preach if my spouse or my family is sick? I pray right now that not only will God heal you, everyone connected with you, I call them healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I never will forget one time. I had one brother in Africa like that. He's a relative of mine. And he got sick. And then nobody had no money to bury him. So they were talking about, I have to come down and spend 3 weeks of my time and paying all the bills. And I said, hey, what a time out, folks. Time out. I have to tell the Lord about it. I got a lot to do up in here. I say, Lord, for my sake, for your servant's sake, heal this fool. Hallelujah. I call everybody. I say, no, he's not going to die. They say, huh? How you know that? I say, because the Lord has something for me to do. I can't get out of here, just drop everything. Pray for your loved ones. And I stand in agreement with you right now concerning the health of your brothers, concerning the health of your sisters, concerning the health of any loved ones, knowing that if anything happens to them, it will affect you. Sometimes it will affect your pocketbook. Sometimes it will affect your time. It may even affect your own health. Today, I pray an extended covering. God's umbrella of health is so powerful. You can pray right here in Africa, pray right here in America, and cover the healing of anybody in Africa or in China or in Asia or in Europe. I pray all of your loved ones that God would deliver them from every form of addiction, anything that is getting in the way of their health. For your sake, I pray the mercy of God will reach out to every one of your siblings, to every one of your children. I pray, oh God, that your children will live in perfect peace. I pray, oh God, that your children will live in perfect health. 1,000 may fall, 10,000 by your right hand. The Bible says, for you, you will only hear about it, it will not touch you. So I decree and declare healing virtue in your body right now. Hallelujah. The blood will flow freely, unhindered through your vein. I remove every blockage in your heart, every blockage in your body, in the name of Jesus. Whether, I don't know, they said this thing build up or whatever. They told me that one time, my own doctor. I say, are you nuts? He say, no, this is the real thing. I say, we got to put you under and shoot something in your. They said they're gonna cut me in my groin. Can you believe? That's what they told me. They said we got to check to see if there's a blockage, and if there's a block, I say I got things to do this evening. They said, no, we don't care what you got to do. And if we find a blockage, you'll be stuck here for days. I said, huh? Okay, praise the Lord. So I told the Lord about it. I said, Lord, you know, I don't always act right. I'm guilty. I don't always exercise. I'm guilty. I don't always eat right. I'm guilty. Lord, you know, this is Joshua. Check my file. But I said, not only do I confess my sins before you, I ask for another chance. And I pray for you today that God will give you another chance concerning your health, concerning your healing. They shoot that mess. They cut my groin. They shoot it and shoot something. They say it blew. I don't know. I was sleeping. Hallelujah. I woke up, they said, now you're free to go. I said, what happened? They said, we didn't look. And the good Lord, whatever the God you serve, clear up your bloodlines. I pray, no blockage. No blockage in your bloodstream. No blockage in your vein. If there's any blockage, I pray that God will dissolve it miraculously in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for divine intervention. No more cancer in your body. No more leukemia in your body. I pray, oh God, that God will cause you to have good health, long life. He said, with long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. I pray that will be your portion today. Receive it in Jesus' name. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I pray that God will build an edge of protection around you. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. I needed that. See, with this COVID-19 mess going on, I'm around people every day. I had never closed shop one day. I never stopped working. I never stopped going to the hospital. I've never stopped hanging around people. I mean, because I have ministry to do. I'm not just trying to be stupid. But I say, Lord, if you send me, if you're the one that called me, I say, I will do the best I can. I will wash my hand. I will mask my face. I will sanitize. I will try my best to maintain social distancing. But I know unless you, God, protect the city, in vain the watchman is watching. I pray that the healing virtue of God will protect you from all harm and danger. Receive it right now. I pray that God will build an edge of protection around you. And when God builds an edge of protection around you, nothing can come in. That don't mean you are more holy than those who have died of COVID-19. That don't mean you're more nice or whatever. No, in fact, if you know me, you know I don't have any of that. But the grace and mercy of God, I pray that he will remain sufficient for you. In your weakness, I pray that God will make you strong. In my weakness, I pray that God will make me strong. I pray for long life. Concerning you, long life. Concerning your children, long life. Concerning your loved one, long life. And if you're here today under the sound of my voice, you say, too little, too late. I've lost some loved one. My health has been compromised. Where were you 5 years ago? God is still good. Hallelujah, anyhow. I pray that God will comfort you. I pray that God will strengthen you. I pray that you will keep your faith. Never lose track of who you are in Christ. Though he slay me, Job said, yet I'm going to serve him. Keep on believing God. Keep on trusting God. God would never let you down. Thank you for praying with me today. God bless you till we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen. We're making our world die.